or two at all. It is one of the, I believe I got that name right, the Imperial War Museum. It is one of the coolest museums that I've ever gotten to spend time walking through. But again, I'm giving several. The Churchill War Rooms is also one of the coolest things I've ever visited, also in London, nearly identical. I'll give all three of those shouts out, London and then in Normandy.
I would say, you know, I was there for a rainy day in New Orleans. And
that is
the National
really cool too.
World War II Museum in New Orleans is, I'm just going to say it, I'm generally not a big museum guy. But on a rainy day at a place where you don't live, you often find yourself like, hey, it's either a movie or a museum. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans is incredible. It is not like any other museum you will have ever been to. It's pretty amazing.
Well, they still have, one of the coolest things they do is they have World War II veterans sitting in the lobby there to be able to meet them. That is incredible. I'll give a shout out in my backyard here. The Carter House, I believe it is the most bullet-riddled military place that still exists in the United States historically. And Carnton, both of those places, Buck, something I've never seen before, they literally still have blood stains on the floor from where they were used as hospitals in the wake of the Battle of Franklin. That's literally a mile or so from my house. The Carter House and Carnton, if you are a Civil War history nerd like I am, a lot of people don't know those home tours exist. It's worth the trip to check those out.
You got to do like a whole separate podcast on your favorite war history museum situations, dude. That's a pretty good...
I spent a lot of time in them.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I mentioned Malta yesterday, because I want to go see the what's left from the Great Siege. 1565, it's a whole other conversation. We'll have more of this, though, tomorrow, everybody.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever from Legacy Box.
Legacy Box is the safest and simplest way to reclaim all the priceless footage you haven't seen in years. Send Legacy Box as a gift. It's an actual box made specifically to be filled with aging camcorder tapes, film, and pictures. You'll get all your originals back from Legacy Box, plus new digital copies that protect your treasured home movies and photos from water damage, mold, and the overall decay of time.
Join the millions of customers who've trusted Legacy Box to safeguard their recorded moments. We've both relied on Legacy Box to digitally transfer some of our family's memories onto digital files, and we love the experience start to finish.
Make this holiday season special by giving the gift of memories. Visit LegacyBox.com/clay to get a great holiday discount. Get your Legacy Box in time for the holidays. That's LegacyBox.com/clay to shop the best prices. LegacyBox.com/clay.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss, offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet platelet-rich plasma, doctors of hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair
Live
restoration.
From the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The new CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX detailing for lawmakers the lack of oversight and financial controls that he discovered since taking over the company 30 days ago. In testimony before the House Finance Committee, John Ray says the company had virtually no record keeping.
Invoicing and expenses on Slack, which is, you know, essentially a way of communicating for chat rooms. They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
And he adds the cryptocurrency group had unacceptable management practices.
The FTX group's collapse appears to stem from absolute concentration of control in the hands of a small group of grossly inexperienced and unsophisticated individuals who failed to implement virtually any of the systems or controls that are necessary for a company entrusted with other people's money or assets.
And U.S. prosecutors charging former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried with a host of financial crimes. He's also been arrested today in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. government. Also at townhall.com, Department of Energy announcing a breakthrough on fusion energy production.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm confirmed on Tuesday that scientists at a federal facility have created more energy from nuclear fusion reactions than they used to start the process. Granholm said the development moved the country significantly closer to the possibility of fusion energy, a carbon-free source, with officials calling this discovery a breakthrough. Nuclear fusion refers to fusing atoms together to produce energy. The type of nuclear energy that is commonly used today does the opposite, deriving energy from splitting atoms apart. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Bloodshed in Australia. Six people dead in a shooting incident. Among the dead, two police officers, three suspects, and a neighbor. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox for exclusive holiday savings. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for last-minute shopping. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Chuck, I love the fact that I can find out how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
And for the rest of the year, it gets even better. It's always free to apply to see how much you qualify for. Even if you don't need the loan right away, it's a great backup to know how much you can get. And we're also throwing in a free week's worth of interest to our new customers.
That's right, free loans for the holidays. Perfect.
Think of it as a free trial period. Our loans are way less expensive than folks would think, and it's a great opportunity to check us out.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada Gaming Commission is holding a special meeting tomorrow, make that Friday, to consider the Hard Rock International's deal to buy the Mirage. Last week, the Gaming Control Board approved the deal, which is scheduled to be considered at the commission's meeting on December 22nd. No word on why the special meeting was called. Since last week's hearing, Hard Rock officials have walked back the talk about the plans to close the property while transforming it from the Mirage to the Hard Rock brand. Company officials now see closing the resort late next year or early into 2024 is just another option, which hasn't officially been decided yet. With work on the latest local casino project on Durango, that's off the 215, it's going full speed ahead. Station Casinos is already outlining plans for a new resort in the southern part of the valley. The locals-focused casino company wants to build a 600-room hotel casino in the Henderson Inspirata community. Company officials say they're planning to build that project in three different phases, with hopes to begin the construction by January of 2024. Station has owned the Inspirata site since 2007.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overall, not too bad on the area freeways right now on the 15 and the 95. A little bit of congestion as you approach Interstate 15 on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound around Gillespie. And look out for a crash northbound Eastern. That's at Stewart.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it.
Listen up.
The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Tuesday, December 13th, moving ever closer to the Christmas holidays. So exciting. Always happy to have her on. It makes Tuesday a little brighter around here. We're talking about Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, 31% of us are traveling for the holidays. What about you?
That would not be me. I'll be staying local. I'm not going anywhere, and I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to deal with it. I'm actually traveling the day after Christmas, which I'm hoping is a pretty light travel day.
I would expect so. You, of course, by locate, you have residences both in north and south. Are you going to be up north or are you going to be down here?
I'll be in both areas. So I'll be down here for Christmas, and then I'll be up there for the week after Christmas.
Wow. Well, you've been busy. There's no election, obviously, going on right now. We don't, at least we think not. But there's been a lot of stuff going on. In particular, I saw that there's going to be a $2 billion state budget. And yet Joe Lombardo says there's no reason for a tax increase. You folks have written a lot about this. Is that possible?
Well, one correction, it's more than a $2 billion state budget. It's actually an $11.4 billion state budget, which the Nevada Economic Forum approved, which indicates an increase of $2
billion. Okay, I misread it.
Okay. Yeah, so it ballooned by $2 billion. The Nevada Economic Forum is comprised of five members who are appointed by Governor Sisolak, or as they would be the incoming Governor Lombardo. And that is a projection for 2024 and 2025. Many of the members were divided over the expectation of a recession. Gambling revenues have, and gaming revenues rather, and tax revenues have surged, especially after COVID. We've had multiple months back to back that Nevada casinos are seeing billions of dollars in revenues, which is, just simply unheard of. And so as far as a recession in Nevada is concerned, Emily Mandel, who is the Moody's analytics expert, expects that any recession nationally will be somewhat offset in Nevada by Las Vegas hosting the Super Bowl. We're also hosting the Formula One race and things of that nature. So that is currently what the quote-unquote experts are expecting.
In your view, and you've lived through this from in front of the pandemic into the pandemic and then out of the pandemic, are we all the way back then?
Well, I mean, no. I'm also in real estate, and what we've seen is basically the brakes just not pump but slam, on the real estate market, which is also a strong indication, right, of a recession looming. Builders are also reporting that building is slowing, and to that I say thank God. As I, reside in the southern portion of Las Vegas and Clark County, the expansion of development is just nearly choking, actually, our surrounding communities. And so we're seeing, construction slow. We're seeing the real estate market slow. We're still seeing inflation, even though it's ticked down to about 7.1%, add about 5% for Nevadans on that total. And so we're still looking at about 13% inflation. Here's an example, Kevin. I buy 2.5 gallon jugs of water, and I buy them in bulk because all I drink is water. And I hadn't, been at home for a while, so I had to kind of restock and replenish some of the items, in my pantry, et cetera. And so I went to go buy my 2.5 gallon jug of water, and I usually buy about five of them. And they went from $2, and I think it was anywhere from, 25 cents to $2.99 to $5.99.
Wow.
For 2 gallons of water. So that's doubled. And then we also see, though, the price of eggs and, your basic household goods that, have, doubled in price or have risen, double-digit percentages. And then we also have, gas costs. When Donald Trump was in office, the average gallon of gas in Nevada was around $2. Now it's well above $4 and $5. So people's budgets are still being pinched and somewhat decimated by the current regime in the White House and by these inflationary numbers. So we are seeing a strong travel. Harry Reid Airport reports that they've had, record travel come through. And that could be due to a lot of things. But still, we're talking about working class Nevadans here who are still feeling the pinch.
Want to ask you about some of the personalities of this most recent election. Joe Gloria has announced he is retiring. What will the lasting legacy of Joe Gloria be? I know he's taken a lot of flack from both sides at one time or another. Your thoughts on Joe Gloria deciding to finally step down? Good move?
Well, can you blame him? The last position I would ever want to hold is a county registrar. You're constantly under scrutiny. You're constantly, being challenged. And it's not simply a job for the weak or the weak-minded. I think he obviously needs to do what's best for him and his family. And he's going to be the chief executive operations with the Election Center, which is a group of election officials from around the country. It's a nonprofit. He was on the board, and now he's going to be chief executive of operations. Probably a little easier job for him and maybe a better paying job. But, you know, I sat in his press conferences, you know, every day during this past election. And, you know, one thing that he did say, which is absolutely true, is that he is bound by the law. And so if Nevadans don't like the laws they pass, then it's up to Nevadans to vote in a new legislative body. And with the last election, they certainly didn't do that. Is unlimited ballot harvesting a problem? Absolutely it is. But that's what the Democrats did under the guise of COVID. They sanctioned criminality is what they did. They sanctioned fraud. So because Joe Gloria, you know, it might take him a week now to count ballots. Well, when you've got a flood of ballots coming into these unmanned ballot boxes and they're collected, what is he supposed to do? So I think he's taken a lot of heat, and I gave him a lot of heat years ago. But with the changes in the laws, he's bound by the law and was bound by the law.
Well, and the bottom line is, we simply need, as Republicans and as conservatives, to do a better job of ballot harvesting and drop boxes and universal mail-in ballots. We need to be better on that, and the fact is, we just haven't been.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, do you think that the Democrats passed unlimited ballot harvesting because they didn't know what they were doing and that it would help the Republicans? Of course not. The Democrats have a built-in ballot harvesting machine, and that's called Culinary Union 226 and the other unions that support Democrats. They can get the bodies on the ground in order to go out and collect ballots, and they can collect ballots in an unlimited amount. So they already had the game basically rigged in their favor due to the union's power and the union's support of Democratic politicians. We don't have that infrastructure at the GOP. Church attendance is down. You know, where else are we going to go and find these quote unquote ballot harvesters? What I probably would recommend in order to ballot some of this potential fraud is to get behind the people that actually want to put initiatives on the ballot, like voter ID. We had a voter ID initiative that was challenged in court by, of course, Mark Elias. And other left-wing agitators and groups, and it failed. I mean, it proceeded to go through the court, meaning it didn't fail on its merit in the court, but it failed because it didn't have the funding in order to get the signature collectors on the ground and get the signatures so the initiative made the ballot. So, you know, these types of signature efforts take $2 million, you know, $3 million. We've got, you know, a lot of money here in Nevada, and it seems that no one really wants to spend it in the right ways or on the right issues. And if election integrity is the number one issue, as it shows in the polls for a wide range of Republicans across the state and even, honestly, Democrats, then let's start putting our money behind some causes that will actually have an effective change, like voter ID in Nevada.
Well, and the other thing I always go back to is, if we were better doing what we do best, which is get out the vote, what was it? 1/3 of Clark County Republicans didn't even vote in this election.
Right. And you know, that's another article that I wrote on the Nevada Globe. And those numbers came early from Chuck Muth. Chuck Muth and I talked a couple days ago, and he had gotten those numbers from the Secretary of State. Now, the Secretary of State hasn't certified those numbers because the rural counties are a little bit late in the reporting, because I'm looking for demographics. I want to know how many Republicans voted, how many Democrats voted, how many Hispanics voted, and how they voted, how many Blacks voted, et cetera. We don't have those numbers yet, but according to someone in the Secretary of State's office who told Chuck Muth, over 100,000 registered Republicans in Clark County failed to cast a ballot. That is 1/3 of registered Republicans. Now, if we have the unions on our side, you can guarantee that, you know, those doors would be knocked. The unions claim they knocked over 1 million doors in the 2022 election cycle. That's twice as many doors as they knocked in 2020. So, we don't, like I said, we do not have the infrastructure related to the unions as far as, you know, collecting these ballots, knocking on doors, following these ballots, chasing these ballots, curing these ballots. So the GOP is going to have to invest heavily, not necessarily in PACs, which they did enormously through, I mean, tens of millions of dollars were invested into PACs to run TV ads that basically no one saw. And those TV ads were actually outnumbered by the amount of Democratic ads. You know, I think it was Catherine Cortez Masto ran something like 40 ads, and maybe it's more. I don't have the numbers in front of me, to Adam Laxalt's 8.
I had heard it was 3-1.
Yeah.
Which is about right.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's going to have to change.
And she had run dozens of ads prior to Laxalt even launching his first.
Well, and in fact, within I counted within 4 days of the June 14th primary, they were up on TV with ads trying to define Adam Laxalt as soft on big oil and big pharma. He's in the tank for all these special interest groups. They were defining him within just a matter of a couple of days of the primary.
Sure. Yeah. And they ran those ads continually. Across major media outlets, whether that was radio or TV or online. And they created this perception very early that Adam had to overcome. And so when you're playing defense, you're losing. And so, you know, Adam Laxalt only lost by 8,000 votes to Catherine Cortez Masto. When you have 100,000 registered Republicans that didn't vote in Clark County, that outcome of the election, if those ballots were collected, if even just 10,000 of those ballots were collected, would have made the difference.
Wow. You know, folks have been telling me for months now, when are you going to have Megan back on filling in for you? And the answer is tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a big day on this program. I'll be taking a day off to get some Christmas shopping done, maybe. But what are you going to be doing between noon and 3?
I'll be lighting up the airwaves just like you do. You know, I have not sat in that seat for years. I was trying to think it might be 3 years now.
I know.
I don't remember.
With a pandemic in between. Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. So it's been a while. I kind of got to, you know, dust off the rust.
You're going to be great.
You're going to be great. I'm excited for tomorrow because we have at least 2 guests. I wanted to have Sigal Chadha on, but she was on the show yesterday. So I am having Andy Matthews, the new state controller, on. I believe he's on at 1. And then I'm having the new lieutenant governor, Stavros Anthony, on at 2 o'clock. So I'm very much looking forward to that. They can give us their ideas and their perspectives and their goals in their new roles. Leading the state in their various capacities. And so I think the listeners will learn a lot. And maybe some of the listeners don't know who these gentlemen are, but hopefully after our time together on the radio tomorrow, they'll have a better understanding.
Megan, thanks for coming on today. Thanks for coming on tomorrow. I appreciate it. I know we're going to talk next week, so I won't wish you a Merry Christmas yet, but I will eventually. You have yourself a great time tomorrow, and I'll be listening.
Very good. Thanks so much, Kevin. Enjoy your day off.
There you go. Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com from ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do. Oh, David Bossy from Citizens United. He's the president of that organization. We're going to talk about the just completed election cycle with an eye towards 2024. It's going to be on top of us before you know it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, listen up.
and Mr. Pink here, inviting you to our good credit sales event. Rates as low as 0%. Forget the Fed. Rates that are over 6? Forget about it. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram for 0% while it lasts. And for challenge credit, forget about it. I got programs for that too. Call me 833-995-4908. Again, that's 833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at